The countries and cities that have been hit hardest by COVID-19 have struggled to find hospital beds for critically ill patients. And as the number of confirmed cases in Vermont rises, Governor Phil Scott says he's worried about a bed shortage here as well. So he's activated the Vermont National Guard to boost health care capacity across the state. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Vermont's citizen soldiers are fighting an entirely new kind of war.
It's still bleeding. Yeah.
Who is not this sad? Because you've got a pink picture.
A dozen or so combat medics sit at two tables in an Army National Guard armory in Winooski. And Private Sophia Parker seems entirely unfazed that her outstretched forearm is streaked with her own blood.
How many times have you been stuck today?
I think like four.
Do you eventually run out of veins here for people to train on?
Probably after a little while I would have, but it's all good. I have pretty easy veins for people to work on, and it doesn't bother me, so...
Last week, these Guard members were going about their regular lives and working in their civilian jobs. Today, they're sticking each other with IV needles to fine-tune their vein-finding skills in advance of their latest mission. Major Joseph Fallon has been overseeing their preparations since last Monday morning.
They're practicing IVs, which is something that UVM asked us to be prepared to do. So,
Fallon and his unit have also been constructing a mobile clinic in which these combat medics may be asked to serve.
If you were to go out there right now, you would see a variety of military tents, some generators, some climate control. You would see, if you were to go inside, you would see stretchers and patient beds.
That clinic is in a parking lot outside the emergency department at the University of Vermont Medical Center in Burlington. And when I arrive there a little before noon, a team of hospital workers is running through a last-minute checklist before this mobile clinic goes live. Dawn LeBaron is the hospital's vice president of facilities.
Can you tell folks what we're looking at here?
Yeah, this is a triage area for to respond to the, you know, COVID-19 rush that we expect or want to be anticipating to handle.
There's a series of patient intake units that look like small shipping containers, and then some tan and green tents on wood platforms where healthcare workers will administer care. The idea, LeBaron says, is to care for patients who would normally go to the emergency department so that ER doctors can focus on critical cases of COVID-19.
It's a statewide plan, part of a statewide plan to be able to accommodate the demand that would be coming into the inpatient facility. So this would be treated much like just another patient care unit for the UVM Medical Center.
LeBaron has been on this job for more than 20 years.
And if you're going to ask me if I've ever seen anything like this, the answer is no.
But she says lessons learned during previous epidemics, like SARS in 2003 and MERS in 2012, have informed the hospital's approach to COVID-19.
We did not have to go back and reinvent the wheel and create these plans. We had to put them on steroids, if you will, and really fast forward them.
Those plans also include overflow capacity for hospitals at an auditorium in Barrie, an athletic facility in St. Albans, and at Patrick Gym in Burlington, where VPR digital producer Elodie Reed and I met up with Lieutenant Alexander Tucci of the Vermont National Guard.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Alex, I'd shake hands.
Yeah, of course.
Tucci leads us onto the home court for the UVM men's and women's basketball teams, but the place bears little resemblance to an athletic facility now. The court is covered in dark green rubber matting, and 50 cots are spaced evenly across the expanse.
Well, I understand it's going to be people that are being tested for COVID-19, are awaiting results, and then if they are tested positive, they'll be moved to what will be a negative pressure tent, kind of like a portable ICU, and then moved via ambulance to UVM.
Guard members have been prepping the gym for patients for about a week now. Tucci says he hopes they never have to use it. But he says in these disorienting times, it's been nice to have a sense of purpose.
In a situation like this where no one really knows what the future holds, it's really nice to be able to get up every day and contribute something.
An official at Vermont's COVID-19 Emergency Operations Center in Waterbury says the state is planning for overflow beds in other parts of the state as well. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.